Labor is making a pledge for more university funding and cheaper courses, its first challenge to the Turnbull government. Bill Shorten will release a policy today to boost uni funding by nearly $4 billion, although some offsets mean the policy would cost $2.5 billion. In contrast to the government's plan for deregulating fees, the Labor plan focuses on tighter rules, and it aims to cut the dropout rate so that 20,000 more students each year actually finish their courses. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Higher education's been a problem for the government, with the Senate rejecting its plan for fee deregulation. Mr Turnbull's appointed a new minister, Simon Birmingham, but Labor's spokesman Kim Carr says that makes no difference.
I think he'll have enormous difficulty because the policy position of $100,000 university degrees remains in place.
Senator Carr denies Mr Turnbull stolen some of Labor's thunder by focusing on science and innovation.
On the contrary, Bill Shorten's made it very clear from day one that we wanted to make the question of innovation, of science, research and higher education the central part of our narrative as to why we should be re-elected.
Today, the first details will be released.
Labor will provide a student funding guarantee which will see investment in our students increase over the Liberal Party's amount by about 30%, growing to 45%. Over a 10-year period.
Senator Carr says that would provide certainty for universities and mean significantly cheaper courses than the coalition government's policy.
If you were in dentistry, the cost of a degree under Labor would be $52,000. Under Mr Turnbull, it'll be $148,000. In medicine, $52,000 under Labor, $155,000 under Mr Turnbull.
Labor would leave the university places uncapped, so there's no limit on the student places available, but it aims to cut the dropout rate so that 20,000 more students each year actually finish their courses.
At the moment, there are 1 in 4 students who are not completing after 8 years at university. And for some people who are entering with very low entrance scores, it's 1 in 2 people. We'd like to talk to the universities about improving the way in which they run their enrolment programs. We believe that we can probably increase the number of graduates who are completing by 20,000 a year. And we'll do so not by giving everyone a tick and flick and passing, but by ensuring that we lift the standards in terms of the teaching that is offered in our universities.
Senator Carr says there are real concerns about the low tertiary entrance scores being accepted at some universities.
There are people who are entering the universities with entrance scores of less than 30. We do also know that people who do enter university with entrance scores between 30 and 50 have a 1 in 2 chances of dropping out. That's simply not satisfactory.
He says it results in students ending up with debts and no degree, and Labor would have a higher education commission to ensure that the increased government funding delivers better results.
That report from Louise Yaxley.